You're listening to Light Switch the Podcast, hosted by Erica and Sakura, a podcast to help you spark aha moments about career and life through honest conversations between two friends.
Light Switch へようこそ。異なるバックグラウンドを持つ2人があらゆるトピックについてディスカッションしていきます。このポッドキャストは日本語と英語でお送りします。Hello everyone. Welcome to Light Switch the Podcast.
皆さんこんにちは。エリカとサクラです。Today's episode is called dun dun dun, 帰国子女とは。
Oh wow.
So dramatic.
I actually have a reason why I wanted to talk about this topic, like 帰国子女とは、with Sakura, because I have a lot of friends who are returnees, and I even get that comment, oh, I thought you were a returnee, even though I'm not. And I feel that being a returnee in Japan is quite a unique experience. So wanted to have an honest conversation with you, Sakura, today. So for starter, what the heck is returnee? Like, what is 帰国子女?
What is it? Because I actually didn't know the official definition. Yeah. So Erica, please explain it to us.
So let's define the word 帰国子女. 帰国子女っていうのは、親、ご両親の海外転居に伴って、国外、日本以外の国に転居した後に、自分の国に、あ、ここで言うと日本ですね。日本に転居、帰国をした人たちのことを指すみたいです。So complicated.
I know, I was gonna say it's like really technical, but basically, a 帰国子女 or returnee is the children of Japanese folks who move abroad, and therefore the children, they receive their education abroad, and then they return back to Japan.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
結構ね、日本だと帰国子女って、まあ、英語が話せて、インターナショナルでかっこいいみたいなイメージとか、まあ、割とポジティブなイメージを持たれてる印象なんだけど、さくらは今まで自分が帰国子女だってことに対して何かこう言われたことだったりとか、いつも持たれる印象とか、
エリカが言ってくれたみたいに、意外と帰国子女はその、まあ、英語を話せてかっこいいとかっていうポジティブの印象が、まあ、個人的にはいただいたのが多いかなと思うんだけど、これはもちろん嬉しいことだと思ってますし、私もすごくなんか言ってもらうと感謝の気持ちがすごくいっぱいあるんだけど、少しだけ、まあ、私の個人的な意見で言うとニュアンスがあることだと思っていて、でやっぱり私は、まあ、他人からいろいろ本当の例えば日本人ではないとかっていう、まあ、ネガティブなことも言われたこともありますので、まあ、帰国子女との言葉は逆に、なんて言えばいいのかな、なんか一生本当の、まあ、本当の日本人ってどういう意味なのか分かんないんだけど、私でも、本当の日本人として理解してくれないのかなというストラグルも結構私の方ではdouble-edged swordと思ってる言葉かな。
なるほど。Have you faced any like struggles or challenges being a returnee in Japan?
Yes, and I'm sorry I'm laughing a little bit because I think that I did have many, many experiences that I would be able to share, but I can just share a couple today. 結構リアルで言うと、いいこともあったんだけど、悪いことの方がもうちょっと覚えて、まあ、なんかやっぱりネガティブなことって覚えやすいよね。例えば一番最初に、まあ、日本でリテールで働いてた時にお客さんにいろいろ言われたことがあって、で一つの例を言うと、まあ、普通にアプローチされて、日本人の私顔だし、日本語の話し方もまあ一応アクセントがないから、そういう、まあ、普通の本当に普通の対応を求めた方が、私が帰国子女だと少しでもなんか分かった場面で、あ、私外国人とちょっと話したくないなとか言われた時とかもあったり、もしくは他の人に敬語なんでちゃんと話せないのとか、あとアパートも借りるときに、私国籍が日本だから別になんか全然問題ないと言われたし思ってたけど、ちょっとそのコントラクトの中でわからない日本語があったときに、これ何ですかって聞いたときに、え、外国人ですかと言われて、まあ、例えばね、その同じアパートが借りにくく なったとかという、なんかすごく詳細の例なんだけど、が結構あって、だからいつも自分のバックグラウンドをジュンジャパ、まあ、エリカが言ってるみたいにジュンジャパの他人に説明しないといけないっていうところが、まあ、私は個人的にはすごく難しくて、本当になんか毎日疲れたことはあったかな、まあ、やっぱり日常的なところでは難しいんだけど、もっと難しかったのが、多分私は、え、私何なのって日本人で思っていいのかとか考えたのが そういう場面は結構孤独で難しかったところがあるかな。まあでももちろん今になってもう私6年かな、日本に住んでるのが、これもまあ一応一つの自分の最近ではアドバンテージだと思って、まあ前向きに住んでいってると思うし、まあ、例えば今あのグローバルの企業でも採用してもらったりのされた理由が、そのダブルのカルチャーだったり言語を話せるだからこそとか、もしくはそのダブルのカルチャーと言語が話せるからパースペクティブもいろいろもっと広がっていくっていう、まあ、嬉しみもあるし、だからもちろんその私が言った例で難しいところもあるけど、今にしては、あのいいことだと思ってる。 And plus I say what I call the 外人 card, pretend to be more 外人than I actually am many times to my advantage as well. だから外人カードもよく使ってます。
わー、なんかすごいね、いろんな経験してきてるね、
うん、なんかね私、うん、I'm like a weird magnet for weird people I think unfortunately but、うん、yeah、
アパートのとことかちょっとびっくりした、こんなことあるんだね。
そう、私も結構びっくりしたけど、まあまあまあ、
うん、I see、
うん、
Thank you for sharing, but how did you overcome these like challenges and struggles in the past?
As I mentioned, it was quite difficult and took quite a long time if I'm being honest. なんか自分の中ではどうにしても日本人だと思ってますし、まあ、日本人であることを本当に誇りだと思ってます。ちなみにもちろんその両親も頑張ってすんごく、ね、アメリカにいる時に頑張って日本のカルチャーも教えてくれたし、やっぱりその2つのカルチャーと言語を知りながら育ってきたっていうのは本当に、まあ、私の中でラッキーだと思ってますし、だからあの最終的には私はどうやって言うのかな、アイデンティティは例えば帰国子女とかアメリカ人とか簡単に箱に入れられるクオリティだったり言葉に、言葉を自分に何でしょう、押し付けず、まあ、私は私さくらですと考えています、うんうん、で時々はまあ日本人っぽいところもあるし、時々はアメリカ人っぽい時もあるし、例えば他のアイデンティティっていうと、あの妹でもあり姉でもあり、仕事での頑張り屋さんでもあり、うん、YouTuber であり、やっぱり人はワンディメンショナルではないと思うから、そういうモンタラで結構なんか自分の人生を生きていった感じかな。
That's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You have an amazing identity.
But I think I really appreciate you saying that because transparently it has been really like the biggest struggle for me living here. Mm-hmm. But because of, you know, friends like you, the community that I built, the family I have and the friends that supported me, I think that's the reason why I'm able to say it in a positive way now.
Mm-hmm. You kind of touched upon the identity part, but America で生まれ育って今は日本で過ごしてるさくらと思うんだけど、Where would you say your home?
That's a really good question. Because for me, I don't think I've found anywhere right now to consider my home in more of a long-term way. I always thought, you know, as soon as I got to Japan, my first thought always was that I would return to the US if I could one day. Mm. But again, after having spent a lot of years here, I actually have changed my mind about that completely. I think I would love to live in the US again if I had the opportunity, but I don't see myself living there forever.And also in the near future, I may, you know, move to my husband's home country in the near future. So, you know, who knows? Like, that may be the home feeling that I might find there. I don't know. But I think at the end of the day, my home is where my husband and my friends and my family and community is. Mm. So, in a sense, maybe it's all of these places. I feel like that's like a runaway answer, but that's how I feel.But how about you, Erica? Because you, of course, were born and raised in Japan, and you studied abroad in the US and worked in Singapore and now back in Japan. So where do you consider to be your home?
I think my answer is quite similar to what you just said. すごい難しい質問だと思うんだけど、私もここが自分のホームベースだって言える場所は正直まだ探し中。で、どこの国に行っても楽しめるし、落ち着くことはできるんだけど、逆に言うとどの国もホームっていうのはまだあまり感じていなくて、もしかしたらもう少し時間が経てば変わるかもしれないけど、だから今はね、私はホームって呼べる場所は探し中っていう感じ、うん、でもなんだかんだやっぱり家族がいる日本にいると一番落ち着くっていうのはあるけど、ちょっとまだね ここが絶対にホームっていうのは言えないかな。でそういう意味だと、さくらが今言った通り、自分が将来家族を持つ場所がホームになる可能性が高いかな。
Thank you for sharing that. Kind of switching back to like the topic that we were talking about 帰国子女. I found it really funny when you said that people ask you if you are 帰国子女.
Yeah.
So I would love to hear from you, like, what is the impression yourself of 帰国子女, and why do you think people...think that you are a returnee?
I would love to ask. 最初の帰国子女のイメージ、私から見た帰国子女のイメージは、そうだね、私は結構周りに帰国子女の子が多かったっていうのもあるけど、すごくポジティブで、やっぱり日本ってあんまり英語話せる人ってすごく少ないから、まあ、島国っていうのもあるしね。だから2つの言語を普通に話せるっていうのはすごく私はかっこいいと思うし、例えば仕事とか考えても英語が話せて日本にいると仕事の幅ってすごく広がると思う、
うん、それは間違いない、
うん、だからすごいアドバンテージはあるんじゃないかなって思う反面、今さくらがねシェアしてくれたみたいに、まあ、いろいろと文化の面だったりとかアイデンティティの面で結構苦しい思いをすることも、まあ、日本にいるとある可能性はちょっと少なくはないかもしれないから、まあ、そこはこうプラマイというか、いろいろいいところもあれば少しね苦しいところもあるんじゃないかなっていうのが一つ私の、まあ、個人的な見解かなと思う。
Yeah.
で、なんで Why I get this question like Are you returning?
いやでも私もエリカ絶対会ったら最初に会った時にSo Miss International っていう感じはしたからさ、何なんだろうね。
何なんだろうね。もともとの性格はすごくオープンなのもあるし、うん、まあ、誰とでも話したいと思う。あと、あんまりこうシャイなところが私はないところもあるから、そういうところなのかな。服装とかもあるのかな。
うん、まあ、I guess you studied abroad and worked abroad,、うん、so maybe you brought...whatever it is that you learn there back with you, and that might just be, you know, opening up your, the way you live and the way, I guess, people might perceive you as well. So I think that's actually quite interesting. But I get it though. Like, I think you definitely have that vibe. And then one last million dollar question, Erica, because I think this is super interesting and very important. So for me, as I mentioned, you know, some of the struggles that I have faced being a 帰国子女 or a returnee,My impression is that when people, specifically Japanese people, talk about being 帰国子女, I kind of get the feeling that it's kind of like this, なんかちょっと言ったけど本当の日本人ではないというか、mm-hmm. なんかちょっと違う日本人というか、mm-hmm. なんか本当の日本人以外のカテゴリーの人って見られてるっていうところが私個人的にあって、うんうん、まあそれは本当に悪い意味だけではなくていい意味でもあって、 Do you think Japanese people consider 帰国子女 to be Japanese?
It's a really hard question.
Yeah, to sorry to throw that on you.
No. でもそうね、なんか確かに日本で生まれ育った人たちを日本人とカテゴリーにするんだったら、帰国子女は多分ちょっと違う日本人というか、うんうん、タイプ B の日本人みたいな感じでカテゴリーにされてる気は正直する、うんうん、まあ、それがポジティブでもネガティブでもどっちもあるとは思うんだけど、だからすごい難しいのは、例えば日本で帰国子女の子たちが働き出した時に、うん、やっぱり日本っぽい振る舞いを求められることもあると思う。でもそれが帰国子女だからできないよねっていうのが多分悪い意味で言われてる時じゃないこともあると思うんだよね。なんか文化が違うからわからないよねみたいな。でもその捉え方が私はじゃあ日本人じゃないって思われてるんだって捉えられる方向もあるから、すごくこう複雑なトピックだなとは思うけどね。
Yeah, that's actually quite interesting too, because what you mentioned about notMaybe, or people kind of giving you an out almost of not understanding the culture fully. So people say that most of the time out of kindness, saying like, oh, it's okay, like you just didn't know, mm-hmm. or like, oh, I don't expect you to know. But at the same time, on the other side, being that person can be sometimes a little bit isolating.
Yeah.
So I feel like it depends really personally on the situation and the person, if you find that to be either comforting or if you find that to be isolating. Mm. And I kind of want to mention this as well, going a little bit off topic here, because my name my normal, not normal name, my original name is completely Japanese, like my last name and my first name. And after I got married to my husband, I changed my last name, which obviously doesn't sound Japanese anymore. So I feel like because of that, and mostly, of course, Tani, like it's not people I know. People around me, I think their expectations of me, let's say in a business setting, is even different, right?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because now they see me completely as a foreigner, as I guess I might have kind of identified as this whole time here. So I feel like people expect me less to behave in a specific type of Japanese way that maybe they have expected from me before, because as I mentioned, I look and speak Japanese. So again, I think that's the part of like, do you find comfort or do you find isolation and kind of detachment from your identity when, you know, you go through this kind of thing?
The name part is very interesting. Can I ask you one question?
Of course.
When people kind of change their attitude, right? When they saw the name has changed, how did you feel? Like, did you feel more like comfortable or did you feel like, well, this is interesting, now they see me differently?
Yeah, and that's, I think, also an important question, because for me, to be really honest, I felt a bit more comfortable because I think in some sense, you know, having a Japanese face, kokuseki mo nihon dashi, speaking Japanese, I did feel like I could never fully live up to the expectation of what a Japanese person should be like from other Japanese people. So I always felt a little bit like I was missing a part of myself, or that I was inadequate, or maybe that I just somehow wasn't Japanese enough, whatever that means to, you know, other people, even though I had felt like I was Japanese enough for myself. So when I did this name change and that expectation changed, where it's almost like, "Nihongo shaberu no sugoi desu ne," like complete 180, I felt really comfort, because I guess, I mean, at the end of the day, I am someone who identifies with another culture as well. So I think to answer your question, I do find comfort, but I feel a little bit sad that I had to kind of change my name and internally to be able to switch over to that. But again, of course, like, it's not all negative. I don't want to have people listen to this and think like, oh, it's completely, you know, negative feeling, because that's not true at all. I've definitely, as I mentioned, used it to my advantage too. But maybe kind of my parting word of this episode would be, if you are someone who is a kikokushijo, a returnee living in Japan who may go through some similar struggles, first of all, there are a lot of us. Like, I always thought that there was very little of us, but there's quite a lot of international folks living in Japan just like us. So please feel free to like reach out to our community. And I'm sure there's also other bigger communities that you can connect with to make you feel a little bit more comfortable and at home. And always, always, like, don't doubt yourself. I think it's really important that you believe in your own worth and what you think, you know, your Japanese is, or your Japanese-ness is. Like, that is what will define you at the end of the day. Like, I wouldn't try to ask what other people think of you and define it that way, and try to just live your life in a way so that you determine how you feel and who you are at the end of the day. I hope, yeah, people listening to this will find this at least a little bit useful.
100% useful.
Thanks, Erica.
Yeah. All right. We talk a lot today. About kikokushijo to wa, and also our experiences. We love to hear yours as well. Thank you so much for listening. And please feel free to follow us on Instagram and give us your reviews. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. And we'll see you next time.
See you next time. Arigatou gozaimashita.
Arigatou gozaimashita.